we are unable to complete your international call as dialed. Please check the number and try your call again. 58618.
That's what happened the first time I tried to call. It didn't work. That's why the podcast has been delayed. My collaborator is in Peru, and he has a cell phone. He sent me a number that contained a lot of digits, too many digits. It was unclear what the country code was, what the area code was. I don't know that they have area codes in Peru. Somehow it doesn't seem likely to me, but that's what happened the first time I called. It didn't work.
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator for assistance. 061T.
And that was the second time. It was different because it didn't ring at all. It was also a different recording and a different code at the end. I don't know what the significance of these codes is. I assume that somewhere someone understands what they mean, but I don't. I don't know if they're included in there for technicians, or I don't know, maybe there's some kind of secret message. I don't know. But that was the second time I tried to call. It also failed. I tried a third time. So by now you're probably asking yourself why you're listening. And frankly, I don't blame you. I'm asking myself why I'm recording this. I'm hiding in my office while my maid, Carmen, is outside cleaning. And although that is pretty pathetic, I feel like it's, I owe it to myself to at least complete this first podcast. And I fully intend to continue with this. I have ideas for formats for future podcasts. This one is formatless and perhaps entertainingless. But it's more of an experiment for me, figuring out how to actually do this and get it up on the internet and iTunes and figure out how that works. How many times has that phrase been uttered in podcasting history? I would speculate that it's millions upon millions. I'm imagining that probably every podcast begins with a phrase something like that and deteriorates from there. Anyway, I can promise that in future podcasts I'm going to be doing some fully formatted shows that include a travelogue with the author of The American Mastodon, who is now searching for himself and for love in the arms of a short-limbed Peruvian woman. Another format that you can look forward to is something that I call the Actor Phil Ritterelli Supplemental Audio Tracks. The idea here is that I'll be interviewing my friend Phil Ritterelli, who's appeared in a number of major Hollywood films, including The Road to Perdition and Mr. 3000. And the idea is that you'll rent the DVD in advance, you'll download the podcast, put on your headphones, and there'll be some kind of a countdown on the podcast. It's like 3, 2, 1, press play. You'll press play, watch the movie, and listen to the supplemental audio track in the same way that you'd listen to the director's commentary. Only these commentaries are with my friend, actor Phil Ritterelli, and you can be sure that there'll be all kinds of behind-the-scenes stories, tales of interactions with major Hollywood stars such as Tom Hanks and that guy who was in Mr. 3000, the black guy, is his name Harvey? Is it? I don't know. I'm not as familiar with the black actors as I am with, you know, the Tom Hanks white actors. Maybe that's racist. And anyway, there'll be other formats such as those. It's going to vary pretty widely. Unfortunately, with this podcast, as I've said, it's relatively unformatted. It's really kind of built on all of the failed attempts that I've made at starting this whole podcasting thing. I'm going to share those with you in the interest of full disclosure, and because I know that even my failures and my missteps and my false starts are more entertaining than the most entertaining of the rest of the podcasts in the entire world of podcasting. So, let's get back to it. This attempt was the first attempt I made at recording this podcast. When I listen to it now, I find it almost unbearable. Particularly ridiculous are the drum tracks I put together in GarageBand, and the fact that I think I'm obviously drunk in these. I'm slurring my words, and well, listen for yourself. The Chinese do architecture like Mexicans do cars. The Shanghai skyline is like what I imagine the parking lot of the studio where they shoot Super Sabato looks like during taping. Filled with cars festooned with every gaudy plastic chrome and purple neon gizmo available in the auto aisle of Walmart. Though none of it conceals that the cars are about 3 weeks from inoperability. First off, I have to apologize to Joe Frank. I've completely ripped off what I'm doing here from him, though it's not like I'm the first to have done it. Still, I feel badly about it. From what I can glean from his website, he's dead or dying and relegated to being an influencer of podcasts. It's a pretty horrible fate. The buildings here are like the counterfeit Louis Vuitton bags. They all seem designed to look good from a distance. Upon closer inspection, like the kind that happens when you actually go in a building, you get the impression they're all going to crumble 3 or 4 weeks after the Olympics. The windows are all skewed. The doors are slanted and don't close. Pipes leak, light switches are crooked and don't work. There's wood veneer on everything, and it's all peeling. Sure, you all realize I haven't had much time to put into the blog recently. Not that the quality of my posts has declined. That, of course, is impossible. But the quantity and length has decreased. There are those who say that that brevity is the soul of truth. In my case, it's true, but still, I hate to deprive you. So I've resolved to reimagine the Spoonbender. I'll still blog, though my posts will certainly be shorter, perhaps less frequent. Instead, I'll be saving my most brilliant, complex thoughts for a weekly podcast. Yeah, you heard me right. I'll give you a moment to change your undoubtedly quite damp panties. I just really can't bear to hear that. It's horrible. It's obviously scripted, and I think the thing that's kind of funny about it is that as I'm reading the script, I'm laughing at it. I'm laughing at things that I wrote, which is ridiculous. I mean, I'm sure I don't have to tell you how ridiculous that is. Not that it's not, you know, kind of amusing at parts, but I don't know. It's just really horrible, horrible, horrible. But listen, the Wright brothers didn't fly with their first attempt, I assume, although I don't actually know that. They might have. After that, I rethought the whole thing quite a bit and decided that I don't want to script any of it. I want to just kind of talk, and whether it's good or bad is a function of the format and what I'm saying and what pops into my head, and not the script reading or anything like that. I don't know if that's the right way to go. Might not be, but that's the way I'm going to do it. I'm sure that those are also probably excuses for myself not having to actually write it out and practice it or anything like that. But what are you going to do? So let's get back to the phone calls. I finally did get through to the guy who writes The American Mastodon. And as an aside, I keep on referring to him in that way because I don't know that he wants me to use his name on here or doesn't want me to use his name. So I did finally get a hold of him, although the connection was bad and the conversation was extremely awkward. There was some success, and here it is. One note before we start. I inserted comedic sound effects in place of our names, so don't be alarmed when you hear them. I believe I used some kind of honking horn for the American Mastodon author's name and a spring for mine.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Is it on a big delay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you quite well, my friend.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Where
I'm
are you?
I'm currently in Arequipa.
I don't know what that is.
It's a town.
I'm
getting ready. I just met a very nice girl from Belgium. Okay. We're going to go hiking.
Really?
In a canyon together for a few days. So we've got to go to the... we've got to go on our way right now to the tourist outfit company, adventure company, whatever place.
So you're going into a canyon with a Belgian girl?
A canyon. Yes, exactly.
For a number of days?
Yes, yes.
She must not speak English.
No.
Is she there with you now?
Unfortunately. So, what's that?
Is she there with you now?
I can't hear you very well.
Is she there with you now?
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Really?
I got your email today.
Yeah.
About talking on a landline.
Yeah.
And that's a good idea. We should just set up a time that's good for you.
Yeah.
And I can call you. They have, like, really cheap calling cards here, you know? From a landline, I mean.
I mean.
Not from my cell phone. It's really expensive to call.
I know. But I have to call you.
No, I'm saying, like, I could call you from a payphone here with a calling card.
Yeah,
and it's pretty cheap.
And then give me the phone number? You don't understand. I have to call
you. Well, you can't do it unless you call.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, you can't record unless you are the one who calls?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, then I'll, like I said, tomorrow, maybe like really early tomorrow morning, we're going to be gone. On the third day, we'll be back. I'm staying at this hostel. I think that they have a line here that I'll ask about. And, yeah.
So wait.
Or just whenever I get a chance. Just whenever I get a chance, I'll call you, you know, like at night from the phone. And if you answer, then I can give you the phone number.
You're going on a walkabout for 3 days.
Yeah, well, we're going with, like, a couple other people.
I'm not accusing you of anything, Craig. So, you're leaving Monday morning.
No, we're leaving, yeah, tomorrow morning.
And, yeah. And you're coming back on Wednesday.
Wednesday, right.
Well, I'm going to be in Hawaii, right. So we're going to have to do it the week following.
When you come back from Hawaii?
On Tuesday.
Tuesday of this week?
No, Tuesday of next week. So you're going on your walkabout. The day that you get back, I go to Hawaii, and I'll be there until Tuesday.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Well, so we'll just have to do it then, but maybe, you know, once you get back from your hike, you know, let me know where you think you're going to be, like, around Tuesday, and whether they're going to have a landline, and just shoot me an email.
Yeah. See, I don't know where I'm going to be, but I think the best thing to do is just, I'll plan, like, hopefully, I think on Tuesday night next week, of course, I won't be... No, I should be like at a hospital or something somewhere.
Okay.
And I'll email you and stuff, but I'll plan on giving you a call from somewhere, finding a line, giving you a call, putting in what the number is, and you come back.
Okay.
That seems like that'll work.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you like it?
Yeah. It's getting better, actually. There was this little time piece that I was in that wasn't very nice. The city that I'm in right now, I keep that. It's really beautiful.
Have you had sex?
No.
Do you think you might on your hike?
No.
Do you think that if you did, it would be with the Belgian standing next to you?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, I'll keep you updated. I'll keep you posted.
All right.
When do you leave for Hawaii?
On Wednesday.
Cool. Well, have fun, man.
You have fun. I can't believe I'm calling a Peruvian cell phone number and there's not a crime involved.
What's that?
I can't believe I'm calling a Peruvian cell phone and it's not. It has nothing to do with a crime.
Yeah. Like you're getting a big shipment of cocaine or something.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to talking to you in a week and a half, man. Have a good time. Bye.
Sounds
cool.
Bye.
All right, man. Later.
So that's it. That's how it ended. And that's it for this week. This episode featured music by Acetone, Grandaddy, and Elliot Smith. To purchase any of the songs played, visit www.thespoonbender.com. There are links to iTunes where you can buy those songs. Thanks. Bye.